No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob, this is one of the biggest days of your life, or weeks anyway. You have the bobblehead coming out Saturday, and you're calling the final Steelers preseason game on Thursday. You're a busy man.
Yes. Hopefully, we'll see some interesting plays in that game. More specifically, some interesting performances.
Are there other announcements in Pittsburgh sports happening this week that you know about?
Not that I know about, no.
All right.
That's it.
I have a feeling something might be announced later today.
Oh. Yeah, the Riverhounds have something going on over there, which is a press conference at 2 o'clock. And if you know anything about Tuffy Schellenberger, their owner, he's a very aggressive guy in terms of what he thinks. He puts a lot of time and effort into the Riverhounds, the Riveters, which was a startup, and they did very well this year, the women's soccer team. And he has big plans, I think, over there. So we'll find out later today at 2 o'clock.
All righty. That sounds good. Let's hear from the Batconi and Mongoose first. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Bob, let's go to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And yes, that is where we find the Batconian Mongoose.
Batconian Mongoose.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. You read his stuff at postgazette.com. Brian, is Gabe Davis coming aboard today? You don't usually get a second visit unless things are quite serious.
No, actually, I don't think that's the case. Normally, I'm with you, Joe, but from what I'm hearing, I think it's more of just kind of a, hey, let's keep tabs on this guy. Let's see how the recovery from the knee injury is going. And you could look at that two ways. The first way would be probably what the Steelers want the outside world to think, which is, no, we're fine with our receivers. This isn't a reaction to anything in the preseason. And this isn't us saying we need to get Gabe Davis here immediately and start integrating him into the offense. That might be the case. On the other hand, though, the fact that they're even continuing to stay in touch with him tells you that there might be another shoe to drop down the road and that they are keeping their contingency plans open.
When I think of Gabe Davis, I think of a lot of good things that he's done. You know, I know last year in Jacksonville wasn't very good, but if you look before that, he was really a touchdown maker for many years. And I know he had Josh Allen as quarterback, but he was the guy who could take the top off of any play and go deep. We saw that with the Steelers in that one big play that happened up at Orchard Park. What is your thought of him at this moment, knowing that he's had an injury, knowing that he's coming off a bad year, but do you think he can be very helpful to this unit? Because he's only 26, I think. He's not that old.
Yeah. Some guys age quicker than others, especially at that position. You know, it's crazy. Juju's still only, 28, I think, and turns 29 soon. But in football years, he seems like a dinosaur. So I'm not saying Gabe Davis is quite at that level, but you do always raise your eyebrows when someone like that, especially at that age, with that track record, has been sitting out there this long in free agency. So I don't think the Steelers are the only team that is interested but skeptical of the medical red flags there. To answer your question, though, bobblehead Pompiani, I think Gabe Davis would be the best backup to DK Metcalf of anybody on this team. Because, like you said, he's a bigger body, straight line speed, stretch the field. So maybe that's kind of what they see in him. But I don't know if that's really warranting a signing right now. I could be wrong, but I don't think they're going to sign him today.
Update us on Cam Hayward, if there is any update, Brian, and also the very interesting Chris Boswell situation from the other night where he came into the game and was playing. Does that mean that he knows that a sweetener is coming to his contract or that he knows it's not?
I don't know. I thought that was odd, too. I guess if you go back into the semantics of when that was first reported by Adam Schefter, and it was like a little bit, it was like a little and one free throw after the Cam Hayward thing came out. It was like, oh yeah, Chris Boswell is unhappy too. I guess he didn't necessarily say that he's going to hold in, but now I guess we know he's not. That's not really the case here since he was out there kicking in a black Steelers jersey. Mike Tomlin said he only did kickoffs because he was worried about the snap operation with Logan Lee coming in there for Christian Poots. And I suppose the implication there is if something went wrong with the snap, he did not want to put Chris Boswell in harm's way to get crushed by an oncoming rusher, much like that Browns game way back when.
Yeah, and what about Cam?
I don't know about Cam. I mean, on one hand, I think you can say the precedent angle of this is going to make it a little bit of a more difficult negotiation than the easy. Like, I think the financial solution here is pretty simple, but I think all the other tentacles of it are not so simple. I still feel like they're going to find a compromise. They're going to find something that makes Cam happy and the Steelers can kind of explain behind closed doors why it was worth doing. And, you know, I don't know how long that's going to take. On one hand, I think it is going to be thorny. But on the other hand, they got TJ done earlier than a lot of us expected. They've gotten deals like Alex Highsmith's extension done earlier than expected in recent years. So sometimes the timeline has gotten moved up with the new regime. But I just don't have a great feel for when there's going to be a resolution here.
And it's a different kind of landscape for this. It's not exactly a contract renewal. It's more of a contract adjustment. So I don't know how many of these we've seen over the years. Given how important Cam is to this defense and knowing that they have two rookies they're going to be counting heavily upon, do you think there's any leverage advantage for him?
Not really, because while I like Derek Harmon in – I don't know that I see it as an advantage. I just think – the suggestion by some fans that, oh, we've got these two rookies in here. Cam, you better just take what you're getting. No. I mean, Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black have a lot of potential, but those guys aren't doing what Cam's doing right now. I think that would be foolish and actually unfair to predict from those two. They don't have the NFL wherewithal and pure power that Cam brings to the table at his age and experience level. So I think that's kind of a moot point for 2025. I think obviously the Steelers know those guys are in the pipeline for 2026 and beyond. But you're right, Bob. I mean, it's a contract adjustment, most likely, which inherently is easier than ripping it up and coming up with a whole new deal like they did last year. But I think the other factors at play here of, hey, we want some wiggle room under the cap. Cam, you say all you want to do at this stage is win a Super Bowl, and that's the most important thing to you. Well, then, you know, we can't have it both ways necessarily. But again, I do think they'll reach some sort of compromise and find a way to get it done.
Brian Bacco, the Post-Gazette fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Brian. When's the next practice, and what are the major injury concerns right now?
The next practice is in about 2 hours, Joe, here on the south side at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. I think the biggest injury concern right now is probably Calvin Austin III, because you know, he did his first interview in quite a while yesterday after practice. And I mean, you guys kind of know how this is. Normally, if it's not something that's going to keep you out, players shrug it off. But he was sort of like, you know, it's been very frustrating. I'm going to leave it up to the team doctors and the coaches. That's not really what you want to hear, because if there's any wiggle room at all, guys are sort of quick to brush it aside. And that makes me wonder if Calvin Austin's absence is a little bit more worrisome than we initially thought. And obviously there's a trickle down there at the receiver spot. And on the bright side, at least Roman Wilson has looked up to the task so far in these two preseason games, albeit a relatively small sample size.
Yeah, I wonder about Austin, just if he's going to be ready or not. I know that they like what's happened with Roman Wilson. Do you think they trust, if they don't sign Gabe Davis, that they trust him to be the guy who steps up and closes the gap, at least on a number two position behind Metcalf?
Yeah, I think he would get the first crack at it, for sure. You know, Scotty Miller's shown a really good rapport with Aaron Rodgers. You know, even guys like Brandon Johnson have made some plays. Ben Skoranek's going to be in the mix, but even though he's a bigger body, I don't think he's, you know, quite the athlete that a Gabe Davis is. I think he's more of a big slot, do some dirty work that kind of way. And obviously he's here mostly for special teams. So yeah, it's getting a little thin. And again, I think that's why they are keeping tabs on Gabe Davis's progress, but I don't think they want to completely discount that group just yet, especially when Roman Wilson is starting to build some confidence. And that's what coaches always talk about with him specifically, is, oh, this is good for his confidence. I think he's someone who lost his confidence last year as a rookie, and that's understandable when you go down and you don't get a chance to kind of build on the big expectations for you as a third-round pick. So it's only preseason. The games don't matter. The results don't count. But it's kind of like a basketball player seeing some go through the hoop right now for Roman.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brian Batko on the line. All right. It's August 19th, I believe. Go back to the beginning of camp. From the beginning of camp to this very second, which player's stock has risen the most and which has plummeted the most?
Yeah, I mean, a guy I just mentioned, I think I would say Scotty Miller's has risen the most because of the chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. And to be honest, I think he was kind of an afterthought after last season when he was really not much more than a bit player. And he's a veteran who, you know, normally those guys don't take major leaps forward at age 27, 28, whatever he is. But I think with Rodgers, guys, and this is an interesting thing about the fit here with him in the receiving core, he's had most of his success with technicians, route runners who are really good at the nuances of the position. And Scotty Miller has been where he needs him to be every time they work together in practice. So I think one of the reputations with Rodgers is, yeah, if you're running the right routes and you're in your right depth and you're getting in and out of your breaks when you're supposed to, he'll find you. And he doesn't care where the ball is going to go. Now, the reason why I say that's interesting is because that is not what DK Metcalf is known for. That has not been DK's reputation in the NFL. He is just a physical specimen who can run by you, make ridiculous circus catches, and turn a 5-yard slant into an 85-yard touchdown. So I'll be very curious to see if those two can bring the best out of one another, because I think he's clearly going to be targeting DK a lot early and often.
This is the time of year you start talking about roster cutdowns, because after Thursday, there's going to be a massive movement of players. There are going to be people on the bubble who probably are good players and not going to get an opportunity. And I look at that defensive secondary, and Beanie Bishop strikes me as a candidate for that. Even though, I mean, guys, he had a wonderful rookie season coming up with four. I think he had four interceptions and seemed to really create an opportunity for himself. But they brought in all these guys. Is he close to being on that bubble, do you think, Brian, and who else would qualify?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Terrell Austin even kind of said yesterday that Beanie still has to show something in this third preseason game. And
on one hand, that's understandable because of all the additions they made at cornerback. But on the other hand, you don't normally see a coach lay it out quite that simply, especially for someone like you said, who did have a productive rookie year. I think part of that is, you know, getting the interceptions and getting the pass breakups is not always super indicative of how someone at that position played. You can have a lot of missed assignments and mental lapses that don't show up in the stat sheet. And other times you can have a ball bounce off Garrett Wilson's chest and go right into your hand. So credit him for making the play. But there's a bigger picture of how you evaluate that spot. So I think he's in that same mix with James Pierre. And, you know, as we always talk about too, you know, guys like that are, they're not just competing against each other within the same unit. They're also competing with guys who play special teams at linebacker, wide receiver, tight end, and running back as well.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Brian, our friend and yours, Ray Fittipaldo, said, I think on a Post-Gazette video, that Skylar Thompson has an advantage over Will Howard for that final quarterback spot. So my question is, if they wanted to put Will Howard on the practice squad, is he automatically exposed to waivers, or are a certain number of guys, they're protected and you can just put them on your practice squad?
No, you can't protect them on cutdown day. He would be subject to all 31 other teams getting a chance to scoop him up there in the waiver system.
So there's zero chance that Will Howard's going to the practice squad then, right?
That's what I would think.
That's what I would think too. I hesitate to speak in absolutes and say zero chance, but no, I think they like Will Howard more than letting themselves get swept up in two games of Skylar fever.
So when Ray says Skylar's kind of forced their decision here, they honestly do have a very tough decision to make. I'm not sure I agree. It's not that tough of a decision unless they want to keep, you know, an extra quarterback on their roster. That's not a tough decision. I disagree with Ray. Do you?
Well, I think what Ray is saying here, and this is what they could do, is that, and this is where the decision part comes in, they could say that Will Howard's finger, hand, bone, whatever, is not quite ready, and they're going to put him on IR to open the season.
Okay.
And then you're designated to return after, I forget if it's 4 or 8 games, if you open the season on IR. So they could get around it that way, and they would essentially be stashing him. And I guess that's an option, but I think you have to consider a player's feelings in those situations too. They did this with 2 guys last year on cutdown day. They weren't nearly as notable, but Dylan Cook, backup tackle, and Jeremiah Moon, who would be notable later in the year in Vegas, I think it was,
walking
a punt. They were banged up coming out of camp, and rather than risk losing them, the Steelers put them on injured reserve, designated to return, and Moon did return in a major way, so they could take that tack with Will Howard too.
And that seems like a tack they probably are considering that you're not going to have him play. I mean, it's unlikely that he'll get in there for 4 weeks or whatever the case may be. So you keep him around during that time. But at some point, you have to make a decision then when he's ready to come back. It can't be something that's going to take longer than 4 weeks, I think. When that happens, what happens to Skylar Thompson if they were to keep him on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, Skylar Thompson, guys, don't get me wrong. He has impressed me. He's better than I thought. I assumed he was coming in here as a warm body for camp who was going to look, you know, vastly inferior to the other three guys. That hasn't been the case. He's throwing the ball well. He's got good zip on it. You can see why he was a draft pick of the Dolphins once upon a time, and they were even confident enough with starting him in real games, including a playoff game. But I also don't think the Steelers are going to suddenly scrap the entire vision that they had of Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, Will Howard on the depth chart, at least not in the long term of this season. So, I mean, hey, I guess we'll see what Thompson does in this third and final preseason game Thursday. Maybe he lights it up again. I guess you could always hold out hope that the off chance of, hey, does any team out there with quarterback concerns, will they give you anything for this guy, even if it's like a late round pick swap like the Texans and Eagles just did? That would be essentially free money for the Steelers.
Well, the Steelers apparently have made, I think, an interesting little signing here, according to James Larson, who covers the UFL, USFL, XFL. He's a reporter who covers all of that, and they've signed, is it Kenny Willicks, who spent a little while in Minnesota. I think he was drafted very late, if not the last round, but has had two great seasons, according to Larson, with the USFL Panthers, the Michigan Panthers. He's an edge rusher. And this guy, James Larson, says that the Steelers are getting a ball player here. Pittsburgh is getting an absolute dog in Kenny Willicks. Brian, your thoughts on this?
I think it would have been a nicer story if they would have done it at the start of camp, much like the NFL vets who are still out there on the street. I'm just naturally, I guess, thinking that there's probably a reason for that. And if Kenny Willicks was that much of a dog, he would have been scooped up by somebody. One of the 32 NFL front offices would have said before August 19th, we need to get this guy in here and into our program. But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's a nice player. I'm sure he did some good things in the UFL, but he's a little late to jump on the moving train, as Mike Tomlin likes to say.
One final thing for me is it would be the punter. We keep talking about this, and it seems to be a dead heat. Do they go with the guy they signed last year because he was the guy they signed last year and now he's healthy, or do they think they can save maybe a little bit of money and go with a guy who is equally as good?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that one going either way. And, you know, if you believe Mike Tomlin, it is going to come down to, you know, this third and final preseason game too, because they want the competition to play out and give both guys an opportunity. Both have been really good. Cam Johnston's got more of an NFL resume, but all Corliss Waitman did last year was fill in admirably and not cause them to go to a revolving door of punters, and also held the ball securely and well for Chris Boswell's best season to date. So Waitman booms it. When special teams coach Danny Smith talks about Cam Johnston, he always talks about how he has game, which essentially means, you know, he's really good at angling his punts and kind of knowing exactly where to put it. Basically the stuff that is not obvious to the naked eye unless you're a special teams coordinator. I think it's a coin flip, honestly, but I'll go ahead and pick the underdog in Corliss Waitman and say he surprises and upsets the sort of incumbent, the more veteran accomplished player.
How many starters are going to play in this game, Brian?
Mike Tomlin's going to talk to us about that after practice today, but I would think not many. This seems to be his philosophy and his approach this season, which I don't know that I necessarily agree with or even understand the pivot from the old, you can't box without sparring. Well, can put the gloves on. Apparently a lot of these guys can put the gloves on very easily now, week one at the Jets, despite not stepping in the ring.
There was a time that Mike Tomlin played a lot of guys, a lot of moments for entire first halves back in the day when he, several years.
Ben played his final preseason. Ben played in his final preseason.
You should actually
always Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, you should ask that today and phrase it that way, not in a bad way, but like he has used that phrase, like you can't box without sparring. What's been the change in philosophy?
Well, I bet
this
you
year?
The answer will be, well, these guys have been in the ring before, so they know what they're doing. You know, that kind of answer.
All right.
But it's a good question because it does go philosophically against what he used to do. And then you see other coaches who've gone the other way, like Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, citing their poor starts.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow almost got killed last night. Did you see that? Running around like an idiot. What is the risk reward here?
Well, first of all, that was stupid on his part. He should have just laid down. What's he doing trying to run?
But that's the risk, is that their competitive instincts take over in a preseason game, and you get their season's done if he gets hurt on that play.
I understand that, but I think it was more on him than them. If something like that happens, just go down. There's no reason to even try to. I mean, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's
I know, not get but out that's of that's the risk you take, is when they get in a real game, those instincts take over.
How do you feel, Brian, about that? Do you think they should go back to sparring before boxing?
Yeah, I lean more toward knocking the rust off than being risk averse. I think it's interesting. I kind of looked up a couple things I was curious about. His first year with the Jets, Aaron Rodgers did play in the preseason because Robert Saleh said, you can get hurt getting out of your car in the morning. You can get hurt walking down the steps.
I've done that.
When you wake up.
Right? I've done that.
Of course. Last year, though, Rodgers did not play in the preseason. Suddenly, Robert Saleh had a massive change of heart and said, we've seen all we need to see in training camp, and they didn't risk him. The Jets lost their first game, by the way. Arthur Smith, when he was starting with the Falcons, his quarterback was a guy he inherited named Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Arthur Smith said, we're going to be risk-averse and not put him out there in the preseason, even though Matt Ryan was learning his offense for the first time and all that good stuff. The Falcons also lost their first game and were pretty putrid on offense, so just a couple food for thought items for you guys.
Good research by the savvy old news hound. Thank you, Mongoose.
See you, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
See you, buddy. 50-minute. No, we're not there yet. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun, and I apologize to Limits first and foremost. Coming up, let's talk about what Brian just said. Why the change of philosophy for Mike Tomlin, and do you agree with it? Who's not going to play, Bob? Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf?
Same list.
I mean, who?
I do think the offensive line will play. Not long, but I think they will.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.